And welcome to Paintball Dynamics, where we talk all things paintball. We break down the game and different aspects of it and answer questions people may have about the game. So feel free to call in or post on our website or any of our social media outlets and let us know what's on your mind. My name is Evan Hughes. I am here with my co-host, Jonathan Sampson. Jonathan, how are you doing today?
Evan, I am doing swell, man. I am excited. You know, we're doing some big things over here at Paintball Dynamics. And currently, I want to apologize to all the wonderful listeners out there for changing the date to this wonderful Sunday due to me moving into a new place. But, you know, besides that, it's pretty awesome. So, I like
it. Well, you know.
How's your week going so far?
My week has been nothing short of exhausting, and I'm looking forward to going paintballing perhaps tomorrow afternoon and getting some stress off and just relaxing for a bit. You know, when it was one of those weeks where your average bedtime is like 3 a.m., so, you know.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like that.
No, I know exactly where you're coming from. It's tough. As they say, the struggle is real.
Indeed.
Well, anyway.
Late nights. Oh, well, yeah, we'll get to that later. I won't jump ahead.
What's about late nights, dude?
Well, I was going to talk about the topic of today, but... You know, that would be jumping ahead far too early in the show, you know.
Well,
how was your
people
week?
Wanting... I already said how my week was.
Oh,
besides
that's great.
The whole
you
moving.
Did.
Besides the whole moving thing, yeah, it's been pretty good. I would love to go paintballing with you tomorrow, but I highly doubt that I'm going to be able to get off of work, so. That sucks.
That does. Oh, the day
anyway,
we can go and paintball. For your job.
Yeah, but we have a very interesting show for you guys today. I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll just let it happen. Oh, speaking of which, I want to let everyone know, number one, you know, we are currently still getting likes on Facebook, which is great. Continue to please like us.
Indeed.
To like us, please. We were excited when we hit our 100 mark, so now let's keep it pushing, let's keep it rolling, let's go for 500 here, you know, let's get there pretty soon. So like us on Facebook, facebook.com/PBDynamics. We're also on Twitter at PBDynamics, Google+, YouTube, all that good stuff. But we want to thank you guys for listening because you're awesome. Again, you know, we do this for the fun of the game, the love of the game, and the love of the community because that's what all you guys are to us, you know. So it's going to be great.
And,
you know,
I'm sorry, random side note. You know,
We don't have time for random side notes.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is important. We've had some of our listeners say that, and previously that they had a little bit of trouble hearing us. So I've been working on getting some new equipment for us, and to whomever may be listening or whomever wants to give us a little bit of feedback on it, let me know how well you can hear me on today's show. Working on some new stuff. Of course, we always like to hear you guys' feedback about the show. I personally always enjoy it. So as one of the a different group of gamers once said, your love and hatred for the group is both positive. So let us know what is helping and what's working and what's not.
Also, we want to give a shout-out to David Reaper Justin and his show as well. So we're shouting out to that. Make sure you guys listen in on that too, because you know it kind of gives you a different perspective of things happening. But shout out to that guy and all he's doing over there. I'm excited mm-hmm. to hear his shows. I think he had one air on Thursday, so make sure you guys go and check that out if you haven't already.
Cool.
But yeah, exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. You know, I'm excited to see all the new, you know, shows and podcasts and, you know, all kinds of things coming out. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah. You know, paintball has really grown in this past week, past year, substantially. And especially MagFed. It's some interesting things happening with the PSP rules and everything. Different shifting and, I guess, personnel trades and changes happening in the PSP world as far as, you know, teams go and such. So it's definitely interesting to see what's going to be happening in the PSP this year. I'm actually going to try to watch some of it this year. I usually miss anything that's aired on television or internet. But I'm actually going to try to hunt it down and watch some of it this time. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to get my software set up for my desktop over here, and it's still apparently not liking me at the current moment. So
it's terribly unfortunate.
It is. It's very unfortunate. Unfortunate indeed.
I always hate those days. When you're trying to get something to work and it doesn't want to, you know?
Yeah. Mm. It bothers me. It really does.
But nothing is worse than your gun falling completely apart.
Did your gun fall completely apart again?
No, but it's funny you say that. Brief story time with Evan. When I very first got my paintball gun and very first time paintballing anything, I went out there, I had my scope on there, my riser and everything, thought I was cool, you know. And there's a video of this, but I went out there and I went to just shoot it, you know. I wasn't necessarily playing that day, but I wanted to shoot it. And the scope, the barrel, I want to say the foregrip, everything just literally rattled off of the gun just from the recoil of it. And that's when I realized I had made a terrible, terrible mistake in my quote-unquote hand-tightening of screws.
Yeah, I bet you never do that again.
No.
So now that you did all this stuff and it's currently back to normal, I guess you're more so excited that you actually get to go out to the field and actually use your marker, because like every time that you try to do it or use it thus far has been complete and utter disaster.
Now, the last time we played, legitimately and honestly, the last time we played, which I guess was Starfall. My scope fell off the gun during the game. I lost my scope out there. Thankfully, I found it. But
well, again,
the scope
it's not losing
off.
Your phone. But the scope came off, yes.
The scope came off. I lost the scope. And it wasn't until days later that I realized why it came off. It came off not because the riser was bad or anything. It's because, once again, I had hand-tightened it because I was cleaning the gun previously. And I had intended to take it off again, and so I simply hand tightened it so you know so it would stay on there. Didn't really think I'd be playing with it anytime soon, and then I forgot about it. And so it wasn't until we were out there and running around and stuff that, lo and behold, oops, my scope literally just fell off my gun. But the gun itself did perform rather flawless that day. Thank you to Phil over at Tiberius for your Yoda-like mastery of the T-15.
Yoda-like. Well, again, we have... we're going to take a break here shortly, but, you know, we're still waiting on some things. This is just a day of technical difficulties, you know, because at the current moment, things are just not cooperating.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm rebooting my laptop here. So we'll be here, or we'll move along shortly, but...
It's
you
worse
know.
Than I thought.
But yeah, so since we're talking about Starfall, and again, it happened about 2 weeks ago or so?
Yeah, actually. It was not that long ago.
Two or three weeks, maybe. Oh, yeah. Shout out to all the guys who participated in Fallout this weekend.
Yeah.
Hope that those guys had fun out there because, you know, I sure did want to be there. Kind of upset that I couldn't go, but, you know.
Yes, yes. It was unfortunate.
But from what I hear, it was phenomenal. So, like, if you guys haven't, you know, participated in any of that stuff, you need to get involved. Like, get out there, test it out, see how you like it, you know, there's nothing to be scared of.
Oh, no. No. There's nothing to be scared of at all.
Coming towards your face. But, you know, nothing to be scared of.
Now, Duncan, don't scare the young ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. One more thing. Shout out to... one of the guys. I don't have my computer open right now, so I can't tell you. But shout out to the guy who posted the Tippmann Tippex shoesting on our
Mark Hardy.
Facebook. Yeah, Mark. There you go. Thank you.
Yes, Mark Hardy. I was watching those videos, man. That dude, he was killing them out there.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. And, you know, pretty soon we're going to feature Mark on the website here, you know. Because we like to do that kind of stuff. So we'll put his video out on our website, which is www.paintballdynamics.com.
Go ahead. If you want to listen to the mobile, then put an M with that. It's m.paintballdynamics.com. And that'll take you to the mobile site, which is... I mean, it's just a breeze to access and navigate. So if you want to hit the mobile, then if you're on a mobile device, then go ahead and use that, and you'll find yourself on our show rather quick and easy.
It's definitely user-friendly.
Oh, and also, if you are on a computer or on our mobile, I believe, or on a mobile, you can go to our Facebook page and hit the Use App button. And that will also take you to the mobile site. I forgot to tell you that I did that. I set that up. So yeah, we have a nice, wonderful button on there that takes you to our mobile site and everything.
Well, that's just awesome.
Speaking of the Viper events, Viper Paintball, we have. MagFed Mayhem coming up on March 14th and 15th in the DFW area, that's Dallas-Fort Worth area, at DFW Adventure Park. If you have not been to MagFed Mayhem, I would advise that you go to MagFed Mayhem just because it's going to be like the gathering of of the MagFed world, and there will be awesomeness and amazingness and shots from The Matrix and Wanted all gathered in one spot, and the fury of 13 rabid gorillas shall be unleashed on the field.
Wait.
So,
not 12, but 13 rabid gorillas?
13 rabid gorillas.
Pretty intense.
Yes. Operation Fallout, like Jonathan was saying, just happened last week or earlier this week, rather. Was it Friday? Was it Friday?
Anyway. 7 and 8th. 7 and 8th.
7th and 8th.
So Saturday. Actually, that was Saturday. This weekend. Saturday and Sunday.
That was this weekend.
Yeah.
Part 2. However, there is a part 2. So if you missed part 1 of Fallout, do not give up hope. Do not give up hope, my friend. Fallout Battle for Texas Part 2 at TXR Paintball is happening 4/11 and 12 of 2015. Forgive me as I am completely forgetting my months right now. What is that, April? 4? April? March? April? Yeah, April.
Like I said,
April.
I currently,
April 11th,
you know, I don't want to give out false information. You know, again, I'm down on the sickness with the electronics right now. So,
well, these dates are coming straight from Viper's website themselves. So, I mean, unless they
awesome,
left some old,
I'm glad to hear that. Oh, speaking of which, we will also be posting that. Well, we already did post that information on our website. So, or not our website, but Facebook. Soon it will be on our website, but if you want to keep track of the Viper products or things happening, then you should definitely check out our Facebook page and follow that stuff. Up next week, we'll also have Jimmy with Honor Core on the show. It's going to be great, so make sure you guys tune in. We're going to be sharing a little bit about, you know, the Honor Core company as a whole, as well as, you know, a little bit about their markers and some things about their information about himself as well. So make sure you tune in next week for that information because, again, it's going to be phenomenal.
Awesome. Hey, Jonathan.
So,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how outstandingly busy is the summer for paintball?
The summer? Come on, dude. Our kids are out of school. People are on vacation. I mean, you know, summer and paintball are like one.
So I feel as though that we need to definitely do some extra paintballing this summer.
I have good news.
You have good news?
I have internet back on my desktop. Yes.
That is amazing news.
All right, guys. So this show, and we've been talking for like the last 15 minutes, but this show is actually about nighttime dynamics, which means we're going to take a look at how nighttime games are run and, you know, check out some of the things that we've experienced in nighttime games. So the questions that, you know, are asked today is like, you know, do you like nighttime gameplay? Yes or no, and why? What kind of equipment do you use or need in a nighttime gameplay? Do you hate nighttime as a whole because you just can't see anything? Like, what is it that bothers you about it? And, you know, some other fun questions as we come along, but we'll talk a little bit more about that topic, which is the topic of the show, Nighttime Dynamics, right after we come back from these commercial breaks. So make sure you guys stay tuned and keep on listening because we'll be right back right after this commercial. Enjoy.
Get DirecTV with over 285 channels and NFL Sunday Ticket. Sign up today at 866-944-4752. DirecTV service features electronic program guide, DVR, and interactive features, HD programming, and quality customer service. Call DirecTV today at 866-944-4752. DirecTV packages start at $29.99 a month for 12 months and get free whole home upgrade with a 2-year agreement. For complete details, call 866-944-4752.
Increase your chances of finding best education options for you. Call the National Education Online Center today at 866-383-1487. We understand that a good education is a prerequisite for a successful career. Call the National Education Online Center at 866-383-1487 and use our free service to find national and regional accredited education programs. You must be a resident of the United States, 18 or older, with a high school diploma or GED. Call the NEOC at 866-383-1487 to connect with academic advisors from schools offering associate's, bachelor's, and master's degree programs in accounting, business, IT, criminal justice, legal, nursing, and more. Call 866-383-1487 and let's find your new career path.
All right, and welcome back to Paintball Dynamics, where we talk, you know, pretty much everything paintball. We like to have fun with it. But number one, if you have great comments or stories that you want to share, you know, with us, please feel free to call in at 516-531-9786. We want to hear the livest stories that you have. We want to see your pictures, your videos, everything that you could possibly share, put out, whatever. We want you on the show. We want to see you in action. We want to see your equipment. So feel free. You can always email us at info@paintballdynamics.com with your pictures and videos and things like that, or you could just send them straight to our Facebook page. We take them either way. But make sure you guys are continuing to follow that, and we love you guys. So back to the show. All right. So, Evan, are you there?
I am here.
Don't sound so dead.
Hmm?
I said, don't sound so dead, dude. All right, so when we left off, we were talking about nighttime dynamics, which is pretty awesome. So here we are, pitch black. How do you feel about it, Evan?
I feel like I'd rather be able to see something.
You can see. I mean,
yeah,
you don't have to, just light.
Yeah, the last time we played nighttime was Operation Starfall, in which, honestly, I relied a lot on my hearing more than my eyesight, which paid off quite a bit, as far as I could tell, considering I managed to not get shot that day, so that was an accomplishment. One of the things that I saw a lot of people using was those tack lights, flashlights, and that's all well and great. However, as I think it was you pointed out that night, was that you know, if you wait long enough, your eyes will adjust to a certain degree that you can actually see a fair bit. So, that being said,
and it's true. Like, if you're, like, you know, walking around or whatever, I mean, you're not going to be able to see like you do in daytime, but you can at least see stuff moving. So if you, like, wait long enough, your eyes will adjust. Well, you know, it's a little different for me because, you know, I spent, like, I don't know how many years in the woods walking around in the dark, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eagle Scout.
Hey.
But, seriously though, I mean, the type of lens that you're using on your mask, it matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It matters a lot.
Definitely. Yeah, you can't be out there with, you know, a shaded lens
I think there was someone out there with a shaded lens.
And
he complained about not being able to see. Which I thought
yes.
was a bit, like, you know, obvious. Just a little bit. But, yeah, you got to have the proper type of lens. You want to make sure you have the right lens. I personally use a Dye i4 with an amber lens. Amber, okay, I'm not like some sort of, you know, scientific person that knows all the science behind it, but amber lens does increase the your visual ability at night. It makes the light that is there, it makes it pop, so it does increase your visibility a fair bit.
No, it doesn't. Stop lying to people. It doesn't increase it.
That's what you say. You don't use an amber lens.
Well, I'll go get one just so I can prove you wrong. I'm just kidding. I believe you. Well, you know,
I was actually it was I forgot what day it was, but we were playing at in the evening, and everybody was talking about, man, it's so dark out here, I can't see. And I was standing there, and I'm like, what do you mean it's dark? You know, the sun had gone down while we were playing, so I didn't realize that it had gotten dark. Just because that, you know, the amber lens, man, it makes that light pop.
Well, we can all have fancy lenses like you. Besides, I have to order a new one because mine's all scratched up.
That makes two of us. Mine might make color pop, but it is scratched up, poor thing.
Well, anyway, so I think, you know, flashlights are a great idea, though, because, see, in nighttime, you know, as you know, like, if you sit in the darkness long enough, your eyes will adjust. But if light comes in your direction or whatever, that means your eyes have to readjust, which means that you are temporarily blinded by the light. So, I mean, I think it's a great asset to have on you because, you know, as long as you're pointing your light first, you know, I think you'll probably win that one. How does it go? It is a, you know, what he said last night when we were watching TV.
On, what, the Blacklist?
No. When he was like, it'll be a disadvantage for you.
Oh, shoot. How did he put it? Continuing this engagement would be a strategic disadvantage for you?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
And so basically, same concept applies, you know, your light's shining first, the other guy, slight disadvantage, so, I mean, you have the advantage. So most likely you will win in that scenario from what I can see and experience. So,
interesting.
Some of the guys, why is it interesting?
Well, it's interesting because on the other hand, on the other end of that is the fact that, you know, you're a giant light now in the middle of darkness. So obviously, if you shoot at the light, you're going to hit something. Well, in most cases.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so you're telling me that when you're walking, okay, let's do this. When you wake up in the morning and, you know, your room slightly darker, you know, it's the middle of the night, you go to the restroom or something, you turn on the light, and you're telling me that your eyes don't squint when you turn on the light?
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. And then I see the mirror, and I realize that I look like Tom and Jerry that day that Tom was, like, super depressed and he was sitting on the train track.
Well, same concept still applies. I mean, you know, you're in complete darkness, and light shines in your eye. What do? You squint. You close your eyes because it's bright. It's in your face.
So, you can see that.
Most likely, I mean, you're not really shooting at anything because you're trying to block the light from all up in your face.
Same.
So, I mean, another thing that, you know, can be quite helpful is good radios. And I know we spoke on that before, but making sure that you and your team have good radios. Now, we have communications out there, but make
Which
sure
made
you
life
know,
a lot
you can,
easier.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. You know, I can remember back to the days when we didn't have communications.
Oh, those
seemed
days.
Like it was so
Johnson making coyote calls, bird whistles, knocking on stuff, throwing sticks, throwing rocks. It's just a mess. Just a mess.
Hey, one time I threw a leaf, but it didn't make it very far.
How you gonna throw a leaf?
Yeah, I was. It was the only thing I had close to me. I was like, oh man. You know,
who gets the
don't want to sound. Don't want to sound too crazy over there going caca, caca. You know.
So you throw a leaf, okay? Because it's not strange at all to see a random leaf. You know, I guess. Fluttering or flailing about.
Well, you know, it catches your eye. It's a random leaf that came out of nowhere.
It has to be thrown in the direction that the person that you're throwing it at to get their attention. They have to see it, though.
Hey, I didn't say it was a smart idea. I just said I threw a leaf.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but, yeah, so communications are very important. Especially, you know, if you have a team of more than five people. I mean, even if you have a team less than five people, I mean, it's still very important. But, you know, when it was just like two of us, I mean, we would just travel together. The thing, so communication wasn't that hard. But, you know, now that we've gathered, you know, members, you know, and they're all over the place.
Yeah, we had a man on the front lines while we were, like, deep in enemy territory. I almost said inventory. But the radio is helping that situation a lot.
Ah, yeah, heck yeah. I mean, you know, without it, you know. Now, I'm a little peeved that we didn't shoot when we should have shot first, but, you know.
Yeah.
So much
and, you know, I blame myself for that, honestly, because I was the first person who noticed them, but I've gone over that moment like 1,000 times, and it was one of those situations where, you know, in nighttime, where you're sitting here and you see one person, and in that particular game, we had a rule set to where, you know, if you saw a person's, you know, what were they, strobe? It wasn't a strobe. It was like a little glow stick. If you see their glow stick, then you know, don't be respectful. Don't shoot them because they're obviously out. That was the sign of showing that you're out. Well, I saw one person, one glow stick, but I heard multiple people. And, of course, that gave me a heads up that there's a lot of people over there. And I had this moment where I was trying to decide, should I shoot, should I not shoot? Because if we shoot, then I really don't know how many are over there. I don't know who all is over there. I don't know if we were on their spawn point. I didn't know if we were or not. So it was a lot of unknowns, and I blame myself because I really froze up in that moment. And I didn't shoot until after it was too late. They started shooting, and somehow did not hit me, but I walked out anyways just to not, you know, start an argument over, you know, there we shot you, no you didn't, but, you know, whatever. So, which is another thing. Be good sportsmen out there, people. Be good sportsmen. For crying out loud.
Well, you know, of course, you know, I think I'm going to change my name to Phantom of Paintball or something.
With
but
you?
More about that. More about that after the break. Yeah, I don't want you getting ahead of the stuff there. So you know, we'll be right back after this.
We believe that you should have access to the experiences you want to be a part of. Call Ticket Liquidator at 855-662-5947.
to get tickets to sold-out venues from over 83,000 events nationwide. Since 2003, our network has one of the largest online inventories of sports, theater, and concert tickets, all at lower prices. Call Ticket Liquidator today at 855-662-5947.
The Lexington Law Firm is trusted leader in credit repair. Call the Lexington Law Firm at 855-389-4167. Since 1991, over 500,000 clients have taken action on their credit reports. If you have a credit concerns like low credit scores, bankruptcy, or identity theft, call today at 855-389-4167. Contact the Lexington Law Firm right now at 855-389-4167.
You're listening to Paintball Dynamics on the MobileCast Radio Network.
And welcome back to Paintball Dynamics, where we're pretty much talking anything that we can think of. Paintball, I'm just kidding. No, there's a
method to the madness.
Man, yes, thank you. I couldn't even think of it. Thank you. See, that's why you're yes. Home.
That was
home, you got
the teamwork dynamic.
Yeah, got my back. But anyway, welcome back to Paintball Dynamics. Please like us on Facebook, of course. Facebook.com/Paintball Dynamics. Or you could call into the show at 516-531-9786. We look forward to hearing from you guys. Again, shout out to David Reaper Justin and his podcast, as well as Mark for posting on our page several of his videos, which were awesome. So make sure you guys check those out on our Facebook page. Like them, comment if you like, but they're pretty sick. So again, welcome back. Now, when we left, we were talking about Evan not getting shot, you know, and then me calling myself the paintball Phantom, or Phantom of Paintball, and I'm pretty sure Evan was going to expound on why I said that, but, you know.
Because he's freaking terrifying at night.
It's not that bad.
What happens when... It is. You know, you weren't looking at yourself wearing this white dye I-4, and, you know, in the pitch black like that, even if you shine a flashlight on the guy, you don't see anything but his face, because the only thing on him that's really reflective or at all is his mask, which is white. But then the lens is like, I think that night you were wearing a clear lens.
Yes.
So the light goes through the clear lens, obviously, so it doesn't really show that well. And so what was left for the person to see was, no joke, the white of his I-4 mask, which was scary because it's like it's like in a monster movie when someone says, turn on the lights, and you flip the lights on real quick, and all you see is this dark figure coming with this floating head.
Oh, that's funny.
And he sits there and says, I'm not scary. Yeah, right, sure.
Hey, it was actually
terrifying,
because,
floating mask.
It was really funny because I thought people could see the white mask at night. But apparently, you know, it blends in, I guess, okay. I couldn't see myself, but, you know, apparently from what I noticed, because I wasn't getting hit, you know. Like this one guy, he was clearly in the woods. I'm pretty sure he could have shot me, but his paintballs were going everywhere. So,
check
pretty
your
interesting.
Paint. They might have dimples. Check your paint.
Really, you're
not everything's
your
good for Maxis. Check your paint. Check your paint.
You're singing. You're singing now.
Well, yeah.
You're singing now.
I'm sorry,
folks. I'm sorry. But yeah. So another thing, nighttime dynamic wise, lasers. How do you feel about lasers?
Lasers, I feel, have a place. It depends on what color laser, the millimeter of the laser, because if it's too high, for one, it can be illegal, and two, you could really hurt someone's eyes, which, I mean, no one wants to get their eyes hurt playing paintball, you know? That's not okay.
Right, right.
At nighttime, honestly, honestly, if you have a high-powered laser at night, and obviously it's dark, perhaps you should not use your high-powered laser because you could hurt someone's eyes. Because if you turn on that laser at night and you shine it at where you think a person is, you might not be shining on their body, but directly into their lens, which would cause their head to turn into a light bulb, essentially, because of the light refractions and bouncing that will happen because the laser is hitting a lens and the curvature of the lens. Yeah, it's going to be, as Carlos would say, you're going to have a bad time.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Carlos, hey, you got shout out to Texas MagFade, by the way. But, yeah, DFW, and if you don't know what that means, Dallas Fort Worth, but
I live in Jackson,
paintball park out
for a while.
The paintball park out there. Make sure you guys get out and make it to Texas MagFade Mayhem, because it's going to be awesome. We're going to be up there for a tournament, so we might be dropping in after tournament if we could slide in there some kind of way. But, yeah, it's an exciting moment. Hopefully I'll have all of my good stuff by then. Yay for new stuff. So, speaking of new stuff, side note from Nighttime Dynamics very quick, but Mill City with the SMG then.
Yes, the M17 SMG. Indeed.
Are you excited about it? Are you not excited? Are you planning on getting one?
Actually,
you know,
I am excited. And now here's the thing about it, though. I probably wouldn't get one for me. But I do know a few people that could most certainly benefit from a smaller MagFed marker, like the M17 SMG. So I am excited because, as you know, I am definitely a fan. I'm definitely a fan of the small packages, you know, as you've well seen me get all excited about a whole bunch of different, you know, kits for TIP-Xs and TCRs and all kinds of different stuff like that. I like small and compact. I am a short person. So the Milsig SMG, for one, is going to feature a SMG style collapsible stock, which is very useful because you can collapse it down to where it's extremely small and very compact, very manageable, something you can whip around corners with, or you can make it expanded out bigger to where if you're a guy with longer arms or something like that, or you just want to shoulder it and get it well in your, you know, cupped in your shoulder, then you can do that too. The M17 SMG will be a full auto marker. It's posted out on our Facebook a video from Rapid Shots, who were there at the, I don't know if you could say unveiling, but the CEO of Milsig himself was doing a presentation of the Milsig SMGs, and he was talking about a bunch of the different features and stuff. He took it apart, you know, and everything. And it can do air in stock without any adapter. It can do air in stock. It can do remote line. Actually check that. I don't know if it does need an adapter or not, but it doesn't look like it does. Honestly, it looks like it's just screwed into the back of it. But if you If you want to do air in stock, you can do that. If you want to do remote line, you can do that. Obviously, remote line is going to give you the most compact system. It's designed to use Betamax as its kind of primary magazine system. However, Milsig, the CEO, he did talk about that the gun does come with, I want to say it was 2 8-round first strike capable magazines. He didn't really seem particularly excited about them, but he did go on to say, and which he was really excited about these, was that Milsig is going to be releasing drum mags, was it a box mag and a drum mag? Either way, high capacity magazines for the Milsig SMG. One was, I want to say, 180 rounds, 160, 180, somewhere around there. So you can pair that up with your mechanical full auto and just make someone really, really bad day status. Or you can grab the 30-round drum mag. I do remember that distinctly. 30-round drum mag that he was also talking about that Milsig is going to be releasing later. They're working on it currently. And if I recall correctly, he said, I'm kind of looking at the video and talking at the same time, but he did say that the 180 round does not do first strike, but it does regular paint. When I think about it, it'd be kind of scary to fire 180 first strike rounds at someone on full auto. That's kind of unfair for humanity. But the 30-round drum mag does do first strike. So if you want to do 30 rounds onto someone, that you can totally do, apparently. That's okay. That is totally okay. It's fair game. So you kind of have a few options. You have the 8-rounders. You have the Zeta mags. You have the drum mag, and then you have the big box or drum mag. I forget which one it was specifically. And then if you do want to make it bigger, I guess, just for whatever reason, the SMG, the Milsig SMG,
right.
Pointed out that the SMG is more so designed around the newer, later versions of the CQC. So things like the Para handguard rail will actually on the SMG if that's something you wanted to do.
Wicked.
So it's different stuff like that that can actually go on there.
So why is it that you wouldn't want to carry around this SMG?
I certainly thought about it. I certainly looked at it. One thing, and it's actually part of why I'm rewatching the video right now, is because I like a high, well, in the paintball world, high-capacity magazine. That's part of why I got a Tiberius T15, is because it has a straight 19-round magazine. Simple. And it does first strike. I don't have to flip anything. I don't have to change anything. I wind it up. I drop my first strikes or my paintballs in there. Load it in. Shoot as many as I want. I don't have to worry about going bang bang click. And honestly, I rarely find myself firing blanks with my T15. I usually keep a proper count on mine about how many rounds I still have in the mag. If I recall correctly, with the Milsig SMG, again, don't quote me on any of these details. I'm going by memory of watching the video from earlier this morning. But you should be able to take the magwell off of the Milsig SMG and attach a standard Milsig M17 magwell, which will allow you to use the 20-round mags and stuff. But that does make the gun bigger.
Speaking of magazines, I did see a magazine grip out there, which I thought was phenomenal. Now I know, you know, people say it's bad practice to hold at the magwell, but, you know, there's a magwell grip, and it looks, and it's awesome.
Well, a magwell grip is different than holding onto the magwell itself. Holding onto the magwell itself, for different reasons in different guns, real guns, I'm talking real steel, can cause heat to build up, and that would otherwise become very uncomfortable for your hand. Depending on different situations, that can also affect your stability of holding the gun. So, yeah.
But as far as paintball, I mean, you don't have to worry about heat because, I mean, it's all plastic or metal in there somewhere. But, you know, paint don't get hot, so there you go.
Right. Well, that's why, true.
But anyway, back to the original topic before we get to, then we have to change the whole title of the show to, like, new CQC, new SIG, SMG.
SMG,
you know.
Not CQC.
I'm sorry. Yes, but it's derived off of what?
The M17.
Which it was what?
Technically there was an M17 BMR, so, I mean.
Yes, but is the BMR still being in production?
No, because it was a limited run.
Okay, so. Anyway,
also the XDC. Don't disrespect the XDC and the DMR.
Okay, I won't. Look, it's out there. Okay, you know, I'm not gonna stick a hopper on either of them, so it's all good. But nighttime lasers, if you use them properly, you and your team can function very well with them. It could be kind of like a signal thing, you know, and or distraction for your opponent because you know. A laser is really quick to go on, off, and, you know, you moving around, especially if you're, you know, swift and cunning as some Eagle Scouts out there.
Not bragging
but
on
anyway.
Himself or anything.
But anyway, we're winding down here on the show. Normally we have, like, you know, grind my gears with Evan, but, you know, he's done his whole spiel with the whole M17 SMG, so we won't have him go through his grind the gear moment, but I'm pretty sure there's something. I was gonna get you for your Christmas present, you know, a while back ago, a box of Gorilla O's.
Jonathan.
I mean, it had a different gift inside of it, but, you know, I thought it would be pretty fun to have you open your gift and it be a box of Gorilla O's.
You already gave me a munch bar. Which is still sitting
great.
There, by the way.
Hey,
the only reason I can... The only reason
you
I can sit here and be okay. No, I don't want to chew on munch. Did you hear how that sounded? Let's chew on munch.
Hey, don't blame
chew
me.
On
I just saw the bar, and you know the amazing thing is, like, I cannot find that bar again. I've looked everywhere, and I cannot find the munch bar.
America knows better.
It's a great gift to pass on to somebody else. You know, you could be like, here,
no,
chew on some munch.
It's not.
Fine.
It's rude.
It's not rude.
It's rude.
It's just a munch bar. But anyway, like we said, this was kind of like, you know, one of our fun shows, I guess. Well, for us, I guess. But, you know, regular time back on Friday at 12. And again, that will be Jimmy with Honor Corps will be on. So make sure you guys tune in for that. If you have any questions, make sure you write them down so you don't forget. That way you can call in and ask some questions about Honor Corps. And if you ever had any questions about, you know, them as a company or, you know, their markets, this is the perfect time to ask. So make sure you guys are there so you can do that. But besides that, you know, it's going to be, again, we're going to have new commercials coming out here pretty soon. We're still working on some new deals and things like that, making sure that we can keep progressing and getting better for you guys. Also, you know, we look forward to your comments and things like that because, you know, we can technically build a show off of that. So.
Yep.
If we don't know the answer,
dynamics. I say it in the intro every time. Call in and give us your questions.
Yeah, definitely.
Your show.
You know, no questions about Guild War, you know, if you play any of that stuff or Madden or whatever.
Really? Shout out to Guild Wars.
But anyway.
Unpaid advertisement.
Well, I mean, you know, we do say a lot of stuff on here, so I think it's pretty awesome. It shows that we support the community.
That we do. Paintball has, like, literally, though, like, one of the most best communities. So, I mean...
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
I mean, it's all fair.
It is. Hey, so, side note, and then I'll stop talking, but side note, SpongeBob, never mind, I'm not even going to say it. But anyway, Minions movie, I'm definitely going to see that.
The Minions. Hey, that movie hasn't come out yet?
Nope.
Oh, interesting. But anyway.
Do you have any last comments that you would like to share with the people?
Just that you guys are awesome. I'm excited to see our Facebook page go over 100 likes and steadily increasing. I'm definitely going to be sharing the show in... the weekly show in more groups and kind of expanding our reach a bit.
Oh yeah, shout out to Global
MagFed Global.
Yeah, MagFed Global, thank you. My brain was falling asleep. It was like I was thinking it but I wasn't saying it. So. But definitely shout out to those guys because we're excited about them. Mm-hmm. Oh, and things that they're doing. So if they're listening right now, you know, get your stories and things like that together because we are going to air it. Yeah. Not even going to lie. Not even going to go around it. We're gonna put it out there.
But, yeah. So, I don't think I have anything else. I'm looking forward to playing this... this week, and again on the 28th, we are going to be out at
Paintball Zone North.
If you are listening,
and in the area,
please come out and just have some fun with us. It's not like we're playing some big, you know, MagFed event or anything particular like that. We're just going out there and having some fun. And it's always good to, you know, play with your friends, build a community. Shout out to my boys Albion and high school. If you guys are Bailey, if you guys are listening, you know, love to see you guys out there. But yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, until next time, or you know, a couple of days from now, you guys enjoy your week. I hope you had a wonderful time out there playing paintball this week. At Fallout, or even if you weren't at Fallout, at the various skills that you do. But until next time, see you later.
Bye, everybody.